Walenda returned to Niagara Falls yesterday for the first time since his high wire stunt over the Horseshoe Falls nearly 2 months ago. He was here scouting out potential sites for a family entertainment center. Speaking to reporters on Goat Island, with the American Falls as the backdrop, Walenda said his long-range plan includes shows like Cirque du Soleil, high wire acts, a daredevil museum, and interactive rides.
We are working with a company right now to simulate where you could be on the wire just like I was and feel the winds and feel even the water, every aspect of that, and many, many more things, zip lines, and again, a lot of interactive.
While he's not ruling out setting up shop on the Canadian side, Walenda says the advantage on the New York side is lots of open land downtown. Plus, he says his heart is in Niagara Falls, USA.
I said it from day one, after that walk, there's a piece of me that'll be here forever. There's no question that, you know, when I come here, there's something, there's a connection. And there was since I was 6 years old and the first time I visited. But now it's now everyone knows about it. At that point, it was just me. So it's important to me to help this area. You know, to look, this area has been great to me. The community has been amazing.
At this point, Walenda says he's looking for business partners, not government help. His goal is to have a temporary facility open in time for next year's tourist season. Chris Kaye, WBFO and AM 970 News.